Hey, friends at Channel 9, Clint and Dave are back again for another episode with Interview with an MVP. And today we're going to be talking about some really cool stuff. Clint and I are going to be heading down to the Microsoft Ignite conference in Atlanta, Georgia, the week of September 25th. And we've got some pretty cool stuff that we want to talk to you about here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to go through and do with you is build our sessions live for you folks. So kind of pick out the most important ones, the ones that Dave and I are going to be attending, because the session builder just went live last week. I believe Thursday I got the mail in my inbox that you could go out and start to add sessions to your calendar. So there's a ton out there, right? So if we just go up here, we can interactively with you build our sessions. And, you know, it can be quite an arduous task because there's over 1,000 sessions, 1,082 sessions that are out there for Ignite. So,
folks, sorry, I'm just adjusting my camera because I'm actually sitting crooked into my camera and I look funny.
Folks, you can kind of get overwhelmed with some things. So what we wanted to do is just kind of break it down, make it simple, what you should be looking for. Dave, so in your mind, what should folks be looking for?
Well, I think one of the big things is just to familiarize yourself with your MyIgnite portal and that experience, Clint, because, you know, it can be a little daunting searching through 1,082 sessions. I don't think you're actually going to be able to go to 1,082 sessions in a single week. So the good news is about the conferences like Microsoft Ignite is that if you do happen to miss one of those sessions, they're typically available in a recorded fashion afterwards. And those are normally posted up on Channel 9. Like, I've spoken at the previous Ignite conferences and the predecessor to that, which was TechEd.
Right.
And so if you can't make it to those, they should be up online. The big thing is familiarizing yourself with the search capabilities inside of MyIgnite. So one of the things that, you know, I was noticing was, you know, I would search for keywords. You know, we're both big Hyper-V guys, right, Clint? We do quite a bit of work in our day job with Hyper-V. So why not search the principal program manager for, you know, virtualization at Microsoft, Mr. Ben Armstrong?
Yep. So, you know, he's definitely one of the ones. If you're looking for, you know, the best speakers, not only in the community, but also at Microsoft, you know, Ben is definitely going to be one of the guys that you should go and check out. His sessions are always absolutely 100% rock star quality. Also, some of the nice things that Ben does during his sessions are is he puts on some of the best demos.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would have to say that if I ranked speakers that I've attended in the past from a demo capability, and I'm talking not pre-recorded demos, I'm talking live demos where somebody will actually build an entire environment. One of my favorite stories with Ben was he did a session for us, Clint, at the last MVP Summit last November.
Right.
And his session was titled, "Dude, Hold My Beer While I Build Your Data Center." And he actually brought a beer. He didn't drink it while he was presenting. He saved it to the end. But basically, he ran a PowerShell script that completely deployed his entire data center while he was presenting about all the features that were coming online.
Right.
That was pretty cool. And then the best part about what Ben does is he shares those presentations on GitHub and makes them available to the community. So that's awesome that the guys at Microsoft will actually do that. Like, there's a lot of hard work that goes into building those demo scripts, and he's one of the best ones that I've ever seen.
Yep. And you can actually come out here and you can see on the Microsoft virtualization GitHub site lots of different documentation, demo scripts that have been out here. If we just go back here in the browser really quick, you know, you can see a lot of different stuff from a Microsoft perspective, Hyper-V on Windows, Windows containers, some community things, right? So you can go out here, check out those scripts. They're available free of charge. You heard it here first, folks, but you want to go check out Ben's session.
And I would highly recommend that you follow Ben as well. He's at Virtual PC Guy.
Yep.
And just, you know, Lots of great stuff coming there. What else we got in there? I think one of the things that I want to just quickly talk about was it can be a little tricky actually searching for sessions inside of the portal. And this was one of the things that Clint and I found is that we just did a quick search for the word, you know, Hyper-V. And we found that, you know, inside of the tagging mechanisms, that are inside of the MyIgnite portal that not everything is there and is available.
Right. So if you're looking for, say, for instance, topics on Hyper-V, you would expect to see quite a few results given the investments that Microsoft's making there. Unfortunately, you need to adjust your search criteria to include the word virtualization. Yep. And this will throw back many more results based on, say, for instance, technologies around the tag virtualization, NanoServer, yep. which kind of brings us up to the next person that you should be looking for, ex-Microsoft evangelist, as you can see here. Simone Perryman actually works over at Five9 Software. And Simone, Simon, sorry, I got his name. Don't ever cross the streams. Simon Perryman works at Five9. As I said, ex-Microsoft evangelist, somebody you definitely want to go and check out some great sessions on NanoServer.
He used to have a role very similar to Matt McSpirit at Microsoft. I think Matt actually replaced Simon in that role. And Simon's a great speaker. He's done tons of keynotes. You can check him out on Channel 9. Just search his name, Simon Perryman, and you will find tons and tons of sessions up on Channel 9.
So once you actually narrow in on, say, for instance, virtualization, and we're going to go through and give you some more folks to look for, but really quick, you know, one of the things that I like to do is not only do I see here there's 85 sessions on this specific topic, but I can then drill into, you know, some of the more advanced level, 400 style level classes, right? If I wanted to go out here and check, say, for instance, Sammy Lau, who is a absolute another person that you should be looking for. Sammy actually won Best of Ignite last year for his sessions, one of his sessions that he did.
And I think the year before, I think he won Best of Tech Ed. So he's back-to-back top sessions. So if I was a betting man, Clint, I would say that, you know, Sammy's sessions are probably going to be pretty high up in that list.
Yeah, and you can actually see here that I've already got this one, Learn About Windows 10 Secure Kernel. I've already got this one here added to my schedule. So you should definitely come join, say hello during this session. It is a theater session, not a full breakout, which is a 75-minute session. It's more of a 20-minute quick hitter, if you will, on the main session floor. Great stuff, though, coming from Sammy.
Why don't we just take 2 minutes, Clint, and just talk about the different types of sessions that are actually out there right now. Yeah. There's theater sessions, which are going to be inside of the expo hall, right? Then there's two different types of breakout sessions. There's a 45-minute breakout session and a full-length 75-minute breakout session. I think the session that that we're doing on the MVP panel that hopefully will be published in the catalog here sometime today, that one's a 45-minute session. And so you got to watch. You can check the times. Like on the right-hand side and the use GPUs for Azure visualization and compute, you can see on the right-hand side it's got 75 in there. That tells you that that's a 75-minute session. And then you can also see that there's going to be some partner-driven theater sessions, pre-day, and there's also some interactive digital labs. So you can actually search in here for interactive digital labs, and you can add those into your list as well.
Right. So you can see here that just by adding the flag there for the digital labs, I'm then able to come in here and say, for instance, if I wanted to get more information on and actually do hands-on learning of install and configure the Azure Pack, right? I can say add bookmark. If I wanted to construct a private cloud with Windows Server, right? Add bookmark. Yep. All these different things. Oh, yes, containers, Docker. Absolutely, that's a hot spot for me. I want to learn more about that.
Where do you find those after the fact, Clint?
Yeah, like so after you click? If I come up here and I click on Interactive Labs in my Ignite, excuse me, you know, I can see here right now that I can then add this lab to my schedule, and I can actually come in here and pick a time when I want to go through and do this, and then it's available to me. But the digital lab room, there's only specific hours that it's open. So just knowing and kind of understanding what the different options are. You can see here 12:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. So there's a lot of different time slots open. Perhaps you could have your nightcap and then go do a digital lab.
maybe you'll be studying for an exam because traditionally in the past they have had the ability to go write exams as well. And that's actually a really good point. I haven't seen much on the ability to write exams, but almost every Microsoft conference that I've ever gone to has a certification area. And so I highly encourage if you're going to attend the conference, try to get in a couple exams at the same time.
Yep. So another person that Dave and I like to check out, Jeffrey Snover, who is one of the technical fellows at Microsoft, which I'm not really sure what technical fellow is or means, but he's definitely high up on the food chain. I promise you that. And his opinion matters in the technology that they create. So he's very involved with the entire Windows Server stack. Pretty much all of NanoServer rolls through Jeffrey. Yep. Some of the Azure stuff, so you can see here PowerShell Unplugged with Don Jones, who's another good name
He's a great MVP.
Mark Rusinovich, the CTO of Azure. These are the guys that you want to go and see. They're going to put on not only the best sessions, but they are going to put on the best demos, and that's what matters most.
I think that if you go to see a combination Jeffrey Snover, Mark Rusinovich, or Don Jones, or you know, if you throw Mark Manassi into that mix as well,
yep,
you're not going to leave that session disappointed. You're going to get a lot of really cool info.
Well, then the other nice part is one of the challenges that I have is a lot of the sessions that I want to attend overlap. With these guys, their sessions will never overlap. They build the schedule that way so that you can go and see all of these biggest names in the industry. That's the way that they build it out.
So and one of the other really good parts about these big name speakers is you can get a chance to come out and meet guys like Clint and myself. You know, we'll be at those sessions.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're very approachable. And the other thing is, too, is that coming to these conferences, Clint, when I first started to go to tech conferences, I was actually a little bit intimidated by the fact that these big names were there.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't just go up to them and chat with them. These guys are very approachable. So, you know, if you see them in the hallway, if you see them, you know, in the expo hall or, you know, around their session, sometimes around the sessions, guys get a little busy and won't be able to stop and chat. But most of these guys will actually stop and they'll have a really good conversation with you. You know, us as MVPs, I know we feel the same way. So, you know, if you catch any of the MVPs out there, say hi. If you catch any of these big names, say hi. Get a selfie, put it up on Twitter. If you're Clint, bring your camera and do an impromptu interview.
Yeah, that was actually one of my kind of most famous moments, personal proudest moments is whenever I did a one-on-one interview last year at VeeamON in Vegas with Jeffrey. But anyhow, don't be afraid to approach those guys. They're definitely very approachable. So at the end, you can come in here. After you've built your schedule, you can click on my schedule, see exactly what it looks like. But then also, just cool, to prove to your boss, you can come in here and I like this, is you can download a trip report.
I didn't even know that was there. That's very cool.
Open up this trip report and you can it'll show you every session that you've signed up for.
Wow.
Right? So I do see interest in, you know, leveraging the value of SAP on Azure, you know, deploying massively scalable applications in a public cloud. Office 365, I have some interest there. Exchange, how Microsoft runs Exchange Online. So you can come in here, you can take notes, you can edit the document by hitting the enable editing first, then you can come down here, right, during the session, take notes, therefore you've got all your information.
That's really cool.
Right there at your fingertips, ready to go.
Do you know what I would do is I would actually copy and paste those over to a OneNote document.
That's actually what I do, yeah.
Different tabs in there, and then, you know, everything's all set up and ready to go for you. That's really cool. I didn't even know you could actually do that. That's really neat.
Did I just teach you something, Dave?
You did. I learned, you know what, Clint? I learned something new every time we do one of these sessions. So.
Yep, absolutely. So you can come in here, yeah. So it's pretty straightforward. You can switch by day. You know, you can get your personalized calendar, a little welcome reception action going there. Yeah, so.
Where, Clint, where can you follow the Microsoft Ignite online and social media? Is there a Twitter stream that we can follow?
There is. So if you just visit the Twitterati, do a little search for Twitter Ignite. You want to follow at MS_Ignite. This is going to be kind of the one-stop shop for everything related to the event. You can come in here. I would definitely recommend adding this to your favorite stream. I like to use TweetDeck, and then look for the popular hashtag of hashtag MSIgnite.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, guys.
We look forward to seeing everybody again. Ignite September 26th through the 30th. You can see it on screen right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Unfortunately, if you're not signed up already, it's too late because the event is sold out. Sorry, you'll have to check it out online or rely on Dave and I to provide you with daily recaps, which we plan on doing.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, and we'll catch you when we catch you.